There's been a lot of buzz about Stax Records lately. Soul and R&B fans have been celebrating the 50th anniversary of the legendary Memphis label. Founded by banker and sometime fiddler Jim Stewart and his sister Estelle Axton, it was an integrated music house in a segregated city. Stewart set out to make country music, but the location of the label in an old movie theater in Memphis began attracting black musicians, and eventually Stax became famous for its roster of soul and R&B stars. Stax Records folded in 1975, but now has been reborn. Robert Smith is a senior vice president of the Concord Music Group, which has brought the label back to life.
I grew up listening to Stax music, Otis Redding, Staples Singers, Booker T and the MGs. Stax soul music was a part of the fabric of popular music.
They really were a part of the sort of political life of the nation, or they reflected what was going on, I think, politically in terms of race in this country. It was ahead of the curve in terms of integration, and then later on sort of associated with the Black Power movement. Is that going to be part of the new Stax as well?
I think it's hard to predict where history and culture take us, but I'm hopeful that Stax will be just as integral part of the fabric of music and politics. What Stax went through is so unique to it and the time. It was an odd thing to have this biracial soul music label in the middle of Memphis in the mid-60s, and it became very much a part of the civil rights movement. But Memphis was odd. It was a place where blacks and whites really couldn't swim in the same swimming pool together. They had to drain the pool after it was used by blacks. So there was a place called the Lorraine Motel, which is now the site of the National Civil Rights Museum and where Martin Luther King was assassinated, where Stax musicians used to go when the studio was too hot to be in. And they would swim and hang out and write songs, and some of the most amazing Stax music was written there. Eddie Floyd and Steve Cropper, Booker T and the MGs, and Otis Redding. And most of the artists stayed there because it was too hot in the studio and created really amazing music. And it was a haven that even they at the time weren't completely aware of how unique it was. It's such a forward-looking attitude that really was reflected in the music, and it's an unusual phenomenon. And I think that wouldn't happen again, but Stax will remain close to the heart of what that label was about.
So now that the label's being revived, now that Stax is being revived, what do you want it to be known for at the moment and as you look toward the future? What do you want the sound to be?
It's hard to define the specific sound. It's more about carrying forward a tradition. That heritage of Stax music and soul music in America is really important. You can't recreate old sounds without sounding nostalgic, but you can carry forward the same approach. And what Stax will become and is becoming is a home for contemporary R&B and soul artists, and quite varied already.
Earlier this year, the first release of the new Stax featured various artists in a tribute to Maurice White from Earth, Wind & Fire. On the horizon are new releases from singers Angie Stone, as well as Stax alum and soul icon Isaac Hayes. The New York-based group Soul Live is the first newly signed group to release on Stax. Just this past week, their CD, No Place Like Soul, hit the record stores. We spoke to drummer Alan Evans and guitarist Eric Krasno from Soul Live. Eric admits they're a little awed to be part of a label with such a huge legacy.
You know, we're just really fortunate and like proud to be part of something that has such a amazing history and legacy to it, you know. And it was really, actually, I just saw the special that they did on PBS, and it was like so cool just to see all of the artists that came out of Stax, and that they were all real mostly from Memphis, you know. It's just amazing, and you know, all the talent that came out of there, you know, from Otis Redding to Sam and Dave, and just, you know, Rufus Thomas, all these people that were just kind of legendary, Isaac Hayes. So I mean, it's been great. We got to go down and do the 50th anniversary concert where we got to meet everybody and kind of play, you know, amongst all of those people, and it's been a really, really cool experience.
Alan, did you grow up with an awareness of Stax? I mean, did you listen to the music that came out of Stax?
I mean, I definitely listened to the music, but it's funny, we had this discussion last night about Motown and Stax, and my brother, Neil's like, you know, I didn't really know what Stax was until a couple years ago. I never really knew what the label meant to music and to our culture just until recently, and really not until the other night when I watched the same documentary that Eric watched, and it really just brought to light a lot of things that have affected me as a musician and as a person, but I had no idea.
Do you mind my asking you guys how old you are?
I'm 31, Eric.
And I'm 33.
So everything that happened at the old Stax really happened before you guys were born.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, Stax folded, in 75, and I was born in 74. So, yeah.
It's quite a legacy that you're carrying on here. Do you feel the weight of it? I mean,
you know, it's funny. I didn't until we went down there and did this 50th anniversary concert and met everybody and saw like all the emotion involved in it, and getting to see them all perform and then us having to perform like in between Mavis Staples and Isaac Hayes was a pretty serious moment. I haven't felt nervous like that since I was probably about 15 or something.
How would you describe the Stax sound, and has it influenced what you do with your music today, Eric?
Well, I think that the Stax sound to me is like that soul, feel-good music, you know what I mean? And they incorporated, there was a little rock and roll, there was a little bit of, it was a lot of gospel, but it created its own thing, you know. You know when it comes on now. I know when it comes out. There's a sound to it.
Well, you know, your website describes the music on this CD that you're chewing up a deep Memphis soul riff. I kind of like that phrase, and I wondered what that means.
I mean, I guess the thing with us is that we have many influences. You know, we've always kind of soak things up like a sponge, you know, and take things that we like and make them our own.
Looking ahead 50 years from now, how do you think people will look back on this new era, the sort of reincarnation of this label?
That's a good question. I think we'll kind of realize that over the next couple years. You know, we'll see how, it's just beginning, and it's definitely very different now because it was originally a group of musicians that just backed up all the different artists, and everybody was in this little community. Now it's obviously, it's based in a different place, and it's all a bunch, you know, it's a different thing. But I think that, you know, the content and the heart of that music will carry on the same, you know, in the same light as the original Stax, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, too, I mean, if you pose that question back to the original owners of Stax, it'd be really hard for them to answer because they went through so many changes. I mean, they started off just with a couple of microphones and just wanted to record some people. I mean, they could never have, you know, imagined where that would take them. So, you know, it's, well, you know, you kind of have to just take it, you know, day by day and album by album. And we just have to focus on making music and having a really good time.
But it feels good to be part of that tradition, I would think.
It's great.
Absolutely,
it's
beautiful.
Alan Evans and Eric Krasno from Soul Live. Their CD, No Place Like Soul, is the first newly signed artist release on the revived Stax record label. They joined us from our Chicago bureau. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear cuts from Soul Live's new CD and some classics from Isaac Hayes at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm Lynn Neary.